Well, you've probably heard of the concept of an influencer. We've talked about them before, whether or not you should be able to, you should trust somebody that recommends products on Instagram and the like. But there was, I heard an interview on one of our breakfast shows here on the Triple M network last week that really got me thinking about this. And you might be familiar with publicist Roxy Jasenko. Apparently, she can earn up to $2,500, $2,500 per post on Instagram for promoting a product. So I thought it might be interesting to find out how we can all make ourselves rich just off the back of an Instagram account. Brooke Vilinovich is an Instagram expert and joins us now. Brooke, tell me how I can get rich.
Oh, gosh, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3, and it doesn't involve any steak knives.
Now, look, a lot of us have got Instagram accounts and various social media accounts these days, but I mean, I think I've got something like 300 or 400 followers. I mean, you'd need to have thousands, wouldn't you?
Look, it's not necessarily about how many followers you have. It's about how engaged your audience is. So are your followers commenting? Are they watching your stories? Are they asking questions? Basically determines whether you have an influence over them or not.
Okay. So how do you go about, well, firstly, how do you make sure that you've got an Instagram account that is worthy of monetizing? For, I guess that's the first question. And then how do you go about turning it into cash?
All right. Well, it really comes down to whether people are listening to what you're saying or not. So, for example, if you were to put up a post and no one likes it, no one comments on it, you can't really monetize that. But if you start to notice that you're getting questions like, what are you wearing in the post, or where are you eating, or anything to do with the content that you're actually sharing, that's when you can start charging for it.
And who do you charge?
Well, that's the million-dollar question. So what you can do as an individual really is either you can reach out to brands and ask if they would like to collaborate and say, look, this is what I can offer you. This is the content that I can provide. In exchange, I want either product, services, or X amount of dollars. Or alternatively, there's quite a few like businesses online that essentially work as an agent between an influencer and a brand.
Okay.
And they will negotiate that relationship for you.
Righto. All right. Well, we might have to have a talk on air about this so that I can become a millionaire just off the back of my Instagram account. But I guess the big question is when I heard that interview the other day where Roxy Jasenko says a clothing brand will pay her $2,500 just to wear their shirt in her post. How do they determine a return on investment from that?
Well, it's an interesting one, isn't it? It can be a little bit difficult, but generally what you do is for the brand, if the only marketing campaign they did was paying Roxy to wear a shirt in her Instagram post, and then from the date of that post, their sales went up X amount, it's safe to assume that that was the result of it. But it can be hard to get that exact, measurement.
So somebody like Roxy's got a fairly, you know, I mean, has a PR background, she's in the public eye, you can understand why people would follow her. But you see these people that have just popped up out of nowhere that all of a sudden have 300,000 followers and nobody's ever heard of them, but they seem to be generating vast incomes. How does an individual, get to that point first? Or how do you start building your profile so that you are getting people asking questions and the like?
Sure. Well, what I recommend not doing is buying followers. So people that all of a sudden one day have zero followers and the next day have 300,000 followers, you get 99% guarantee that they've bought them. Mm. Don't do that. Brands are aware of it, and there's a lot of free programs that brands can use to basically check if your followers are real or fake. So any smart brand, that's the first thing that they're going to do. And if your followers are fake, well, you've lost that opportunity with them. So what I definitely recommend is organically building up an audience. And the fastest way to really do that is by following other people, engaging with them, building a community online, thinking about it sort of like how you get friendships in real life. You know, you've got to go out there, you've got to speak to people. It's about being social online, and that's why it's called social media. So that is the fastest way to build up your following, is just follow other people.
Okay, so go out there, follow, become friendly, and start charging for it.
Totally.
I love it. Brooke, good to speak to you.
Thank you.
That's Brooke Vinilovich. She's a social media expert, an Instagram expert. Look, are you monetizing any of your social media accounts? I'd love to hear from you. 1327 10's the number.